episode of Magic the Amateur again. Yay! We have a fantastic live audience here at GP Vegas. Thank you so much for coming out, everybody. I just want to welcome this live show with some audience interaction, because what's more annoying than audience interaction? So we're going to do it. I want to say good luck, and I want you all to say, can you fill in the blank for me? It's high five. Okay, it's high five. Ready?
Wait, what?
It's high five.
Where did that come from?
It's our show motto.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
All right, so here we go. Ready? Good luck.
High five.
That was awesome. I don't know if everybody at home listening to the recorded version of that could hear that, but it was great. Yes. Just imagine
They're just going to hear you shouting good luck.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
And then a void.
A grim silence.
So that voice, that wonderful, sultry voice
you're
hearing is none other than Loading Ready Run's Graham Stark. Let's give it up.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
I feel like you're part of our family, Graham.
Aww. Yeah. In that, we're going to invite you to Christmas, but then we're all going to feel kind of awkward.
I would love to come to Christmas in Minnesota.
It's a very special experience.
I bet.
With lots of passive aggression. We have another
lovely... That sounds great.
There, you've got it. Nailed
perfect,
it.
Perfect, perfect.
Another lovely voice at the end of our table. It's Melissa DeToro from Wizards of the Coast.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Melissa, you are also invited to Christmas.
Yay!
But Melissa is just such a pleasant human being. She might stick out a little bit.
It's true. You'll both be expected to bring something, FYI.
That's fair.
Okay,
I'll come
great.
To Seattle and we can split a train east.
Oh, yeah, sure.
On our show today, we're going to do a very special show for a very special GP Vegas. Very quickly, we're going to thank everybody who's a Patreon at patreon.com/MTAcats. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Out there in the audience, raise your hand if you're a member of the Less Than 1% Club. Yeah!
Yeah!
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for coming. And thank you, of course, to cardkingdom.com/MTAcast, our sponsor of our show. They're so awesome, and we're so happy to have them as a sponsor. But we've got a great show for you today.
Yes, we do. Maria, what's going to happen?
Well, Megan, first of all, we're going to take the audience, and we're going to blast them into space.
What?
Yeah, check under your chairs. There's space
boosters. Everybody, look under your chair. There is a jetpack there.
I don't think the ceiling opens.
Well, do you know what? We're going to cross that bridge when we come to it,
Sounds
Graham.
Great. I'm on board.
So we're going to talk all about the news that's happened this week. We just released an episode yesterday, was it? And it's already outdated.
Already. We were like, here's all this news. And then this morning there was like, here's more news. And we're like, okay, cool.
Cool. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a sweet game called Booster Pack Blackjack because we're in the City of Sin, Las Vegas.
And everyone knows that playing blackjack is specifically a sin.
Yes. I think it's
8th one.
Yes.
The 8th sin.
It is listed under the commandments, and thou shalt not count to 21 with cards.
It's the 11th commandment, 8th sin, 11th. I think that's, all these numbers are difficult to, and you would sit on that, 10 and an 8, or an 11 and an 8.
Yes.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, you'd be like, all right, this is cool.
Good.
Stay tuned for our sister podcast,
we got there.
Magic the Religioning, where we butcher every major world religion.
We talk about it without having done any research. Yep.
I mean, that's what we do on this show.
It's blast fantastic.
And we're talking specifically again about talking about religion.
Yes.
It is what we do on the show.
We're also going to be playing Flavor Text Theater with you out there in the audience.
That's
so
right.
I'm really excited. There's a microphone down front that we'll be using later in the show. But before we do anything, we have a very special message. I don't know if you all know this, but Hour of Devastation is nearly upon us.
Correct.
The sun is going to rise in the sky to mark the Hour of Devastation, and Nicol Bolas himself will be coming to rain down what I can only assume is his devastation.
Yes, it's his personal devastation. He designed it and had it made.
And to honor this, I suppose, is the word I'll choose, we have a very special audio message from the dragon himself, Nicol Bolas. Take a listen.
Hello, it's me, old friend Nicol Bolas, coming to you to say hi to GP Vegas. I hope no one is losing too much money at casinos. Am I right? They should call it Lost Wages instead of Las Vegas. Anyway, I am here to say I am very excited about the upcoming hour of devastation that I am going to rain down upon the world of my own creation. Why would I make destruction in my own land? Well, Nico Bolas is very sad inside. He has been just reading Nicholas Sparks novels over and over and seeing that there is no reality within that story in his own life as he searches for true love to open headache. Anyway, have fun at GP.
Nicol Bolas, everybody.
You know, what? Maria, I've always said that that dragon has both the comedic timing and the fading sense of self-worth to be a stand-up comedian.
Yep, yeah, yes. I would agree.
What plane is Nicol Bolas from?
Originally?
I
can't place the accent.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
Very good question.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, he's from everywhere and nowhere all at once.
Exactly. Okay, so cool. Obviously his accent is vaguely Russian.
Vaguely Russian is accurate.
Vaguely, very vaguely. The most vaguely.
So let's talk about news, everybody.
That's right. Maria, some hot news hit us.
Yeah, it hit us right in the face, like a cold fist on a Thursday night at a pub.
Wait, what? None of that.
I've led a All very right. storied life.
Does it hurt more if the fist is cold?
I want to talk to you about something called mixed metaphor just a little bit later.
Okay,
That's for Magic the Rightening.
So everybody, let's go down the line. I want you to say what you were most excited about hearing in the most recent announcements, because it was a lot. So let's go right on down. Megan, yes. Kick it off.
Okay, so I'm pretty stoked for dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
I like dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are great. I'm looking forward to feathered rainbow dinosaurs.
Oh, rainbow dinosaurs!
Yeah.
Okay, rainbow dinosaurs.
That's where I'm at.
Confirmed. You heard it here first.
Confirmed rainbow dinosaurs.
Graham, what do you say?
Unstable.
Oh, yeah.
Third unset, finally. I mean, I'm just happy that Mark Rosewater gets it out of his system, if nothing else. But also, I can't wait to play it.
Yeah, he was probably pretty backed up for a while there.
Yeah.
We've never had the delight of playing an unset,
no,
Maria.
No, we've never played it. It's something that would be right up our alley,
it's
I would imagine.
It's going to be a completely new experience.
I did and a draft of Unglued once.
Oh,
and
yeah?
It was, or Unglued? Unhinged? The second one.
Unhinged?
Unhinged.
Unhinged, thank you. And it was bonkers. Like, in a great way, but it was the most bizarre draft experience ever.
I've never played an unset.
Melissa!
What have I done?
Thankfully, we'll have a chance.
Yeah.
December 2018 is when Unstable will come out.
No, December, Maria.
What?
2017.
2017?
What year is it right now?
I don't know.
I just want to check that it's 2017. I had a moment when I turned to you and I was like, is it 2018?
Oh, God.
I'm a time traveler,
time
as noted.
Time is meaningless.
I know.
Many times on this show, time is but a nuisance to me.
I literally thought for a moment that it might be 2018 right now. I was like, oh gosh,
yeah.
What happened?
There's squirrels in this unset. Squirrels. I'm very, very excited for squirrels. So yeah, that's my thing. All right, Melissa, what are you most excited for the news of this week?
Return to Dominaria, hands down.
Yeah.
I've been playing Magic for 20 years. We're finally going back to where it all came from after an 11-year hiatus. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's like going home.
Do you
for Christmas. Everybody bring something.
Megan, do you remember on the show when we advocated publicly for the destruction of Dominaria?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Maybe one of the most controversial things we have ever said.
You know, to be fair, I don't really think we knew what we were saying.
I agree.
At the time.
Do you know what? I think I was mostly just, like, leftover mad from them just not completely wrecking Zendikar. And then them not completely wrecking Innistrad.
Yeah.
I was like, I want them to be gone.
So you were just like, you know what? Destroy a plane. Why
exactly.
not? Dominaria.
I think it's literally like throwing a dart at a dartboard, and that's what it hit.
Yeah.
Except all of those three actions happened in my mind.
You could have gone with Ulgotha. They probably won't go there again.
I have no idea what you're
It was the plane from about. Homelands.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Fair enough. Melissa, I just want to follow up with a question for you. You work in Wizards R&D, so tell us all your secrets. That's not a question. It's a command.
I'm sorry. I can't answer that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right.
But man, I wanted... she really foiled us.
I pulled out all my tricks.
Oh, gosh.
You came in strong. That was a solid tactic.
Really Thank was. You. Thank you.
It was the cleverest thing that we had up our sleeve.
Just catch her off guard.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you about Masters 25, because we're coming up on the 25th anniversary, and I think you told me that this is what you're really excited about.
Yeah, I actually worked on the set. It's a really sweet set. There's cards from every set in Magic in it, so it's really cool. You can
Holy
play
cow.
like Alpha and Homelands and probably
all the other ones.
Like every other set ever. Sure. it's a really fun draft format. Like, if you guys like Masters formats, this is kind of similar, but there's a different take on it, but I can't really talk about that.
Ooh.
Just know Ooh. That it's going to be awesome.
Wow. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Going to be awesome.
Going to be awesome.
You the heard end. It here.
Jim, I mean, do you remember when you turned 25? Like, that's a pretty big birthday.
Do you know what? I honestly don't.
I have no memory
nope,
of it.
I don't remember it.
I haven't the foggiest.
It's probably because we're robots and they forgot to program those memories into us.
Megan is having a real crisis, everybody. And
yes.
She might need your help. And that's that she thinks she might secretly be a robot.
It's not that I think that, for sure.
But
it's
you
just
might.
That we had this discussion, Maria and I, the other day.
Yes.
We looked at each other and we were like, if one of the two of us was secretly a robot,
who
like,
would it be?
Definitely me.
And the answer is Megan.
It's 100% it would be me.
You're saying you don't think that it's likely, but there's a non-zero chance.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, and I feel really bad because I would rather it was me because if I was secretly a robot, I would be really okay with that.
You would enjoy it a lot more than I would.
Love
you just,
it.
Yeah.
You just want to go to the robot overmind and be like, no, spare Megan, take me.
Yes, I do.
Right.
I will be your robot.
I want them to download updates into me so that I know how to fly helicopters like Matrix
man.
And play Legacy.
Yeah.
Because those are two things I don't know how to do.
Correct. And they seem like they're of about equal difficulty.
Yeah.
Now I just want to see the scene with Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne learning how to play Magic.
Yes. They're sitting there, they're like, all right, shall we?
Yeah.
Do you want to take the reanimator pill? Or the what is it, one land in your deck pill? What deck is that?
Charbelcher?
No idea.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Legacy, Megan, you're on text coverage.
Correct.
This weekend.
Factually accurate.
How's it going with the Legacy action?
Oh, man. There's so much happening. That's just like the overwhelming sense. I keep being like, okay, I'm writing like the highlights of day one. And it's like, how do you even pick?
Yeah.
I would say that the synopsis of that article is like, here are things that are happening, but oh my goodness, this is the tiniest fraction of the amount of things that are happening.
I mean, this
Come
tournament
back later.
Is
Tune in.
Huge, and I've heard that there's some really crazy awesome Legacy decks, so.
There's, like, it was incredible. I was typing up a deck list that won the Last Chance Trials yesterday.
Yeah.
And first of all, so many people played in them. It was incredible. And then, you know, of these, you know, however, it was a lot of deck lists of, like, 40. There were like 20 distinct different deck list archetypes.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That's incredible.
And, you know, I feel like Modern is kind of like that and how many archetypes there are. But it's such a different experience because it's the first Legacy GP I've ever worked to look at how many deck lists there are. And these are all ones that went 4-0 yesterday.
Wow.
So it's not just how many different decks. It's how many decks won a lot of Magic.
I'm going to be playing in the Modern event on Sunday.
That's right.
And I will be playing. Can anybody in the audience shout out your guess of what deck I'm playing? This is my new favorite thing, is having the audience shout
yes,
out.
Yes, just have them shout.
I knew it.
They got it right,
Wheel
everyone.
Wheel of Boggles.
It was Boggles.
Not Bogles.
No, certainly Boggles. Not. I don't care what other internet personalities tell you. It's Boggles, okay? And Megan, I'm wondering if you will give me a round one feature match, because what people need to see is a 1/1 hexproof creature stacked up with a Daybreak Coronet.
Do you know what? I, you know, like your odds aren't zero.
Okay.
just like my odds of being a robot. Do you know what? I'll give you higher odds than of me being a robot.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Hey, there's like three of us playing in the limited one if you want to throw us on the internet at all.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I actually am not the person who decides this.
I know.
I'm sorry. I don't have that power.
Megan, say that you are and they'll give you treats.
But she can take pictures of you and put it on Twitter.
I have a fifth of a Philly cheesesteak that I got from the convention center Quiznos.
Can I have this sad third of a sandwich in front of you?
They'd made it sometime before, and it was sitting on a very hot tray.
Wow. You're really selling this to me, Graham.
I'll tell you, it actually doesn't taste that bad. As convention food goes, and I've had more than my fair share.
That's what I want to hear about a sandwich.
It's not bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Graham, are you excited to play in the sealed deck portion of this tournament?
I'm super excited, yes.
How do you feel you're prepared for this moment in your life?
I probably haven't done as many sealed decks as I should have, but I don't know. I feel pretty good about it, honestly. I think I've interacted with enough Amonkhet Limited that I feel like I'll be able to do reasonably well. I'm not banking on day two, but hey, if I make it, neat.
Melissa, now you get to pick a player that you would like me to put in the feature match area, and then when they sit down, I'll knock them out, drag them off, hide them in a closet, and you will get to sit down and play as though you were that person.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, you can think on it for a bit, because I know I just sprung this on you. But think about it. Who can you best impersonate is also a good question to
Yeah,
consider.
That is a great question. I want to round out our new segment here by saying my favorite thing I'm most excited for, besides Unsets, is also about the Team Trios Pro Tour that we're going to get.
That's right. That was just today that was spoken of.
Hot off the presses. Yeah, that's going to be super cool because team events are just like amazingly fun to start out with, and putting it at the highest level of play I think will be really cool.
So I was asleep and then in a meeting and then here.
Yeah.
That's been my day.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the Team Trios Pro Tour? For the benefit of those me.
Sure. For those me's.
Yeah. For the people named Graham.
Yeah. For the benefit of anyone named Graham. Could you explain that news?
So it's like playing a GP with a team, like a team GP.
Oh, just a team Pro Tour?
But it's a Pro Tour, not a GP.
Yes. That sounds great.
We haven't had one since 2006.
Oh, wow.
Holy
cow.
What, do you remember them, Melissa?
Yeah, I played in that one. It was Charleston, South Carolina. It was team constructed. We played Ravnica Block. It was really fun.
Was it the team constructed? Is that where you have the 4-card limit across all three decks?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
And it was Ravnica, original Ravnica.
Yeah. Cool.
Nice. So, no announcement yet on what formats it's going to be or how they're going to structure it.
But right, because I heard that the Pro Tours are going to become untethered from the sets.
Yes, that is also happening.
They are now floating freely through the ether.
Yes, just
that
as we all
dangerous.
Will be when we take off into space in a minute.
Yes, when you all strap on your jetpacks, get ready. I hope you brought your oxygen tanks because we did not supply that part.
You all got that memo, right?
Yes.
Right? Good. Good. Okay, I see some thumbs up.
All right, we're going to play Flavor Text Theater Mad Libs with you, the live studio audience.
That's right.
So if you're good at thinking of nouns, verbs, and adjectives, places, perhaps even people, please step up to the microphone now. You never know which one you're going to be called on to give, but get on down there. Get on down there.
All right, and let's keep this PG? Should we
PG.
Say PG?
We'll say PG. We're on a loudspeaker system here.
Exactly.
I don't know why they put us in the middle of a room of people.
I know. Everyone just shouts swears to the GP. Don't do that. I didn't mean it. It's like, that was a joke. I was being facetious.
Okay.
All right, so I need a noun.
Dragon.
All right, dragon.
Perfect.
Thank you, sir. Great option.
All right, I need another noun.
Cat.
Cat. Perfect.
Great noun. One of my favorite nouns.
I need a verb.
That's an action word.
Obviously.
Wait, that's an adjective.
That's
verb.
An adverb.
Okay, a doing word.
I don't know,
like run.
Squatting.
Yes. Perfect. Squat. Perfect.
Nice.
Not only are we a podcast, we're also an educational system.
Magic the schoolhouse rockening.
I need another noun.
Cheeseburger.
Great noun.
Perfect.
Great noun.
Solid noun.
I need a place.
Saskatchewan.
Ooh, fabulous.
That's nice.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me phonetically continue to spell that word. I'm certain I spelled it right.
Graham's going to check it.
You nailed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
It's spelled how it sounds.
Okay. Wait, we have a bunch more, so stay in line, but I'm going to read the first one.
Okay,
so
here's
we have
the first Flavor Text Theater Mad Lib.
Forsake the worldly. Why cling to these trappings? They are but tools and affectations. True wealth can be possessed only in the afterlife.
Wow.
Here's the new one. Why cling to these dragons? They are but cats and cheeseburgers. True wealth can be squatted only in Saskatchewan.
Wow, Graham, is that true? Can true wealth only be squatted in Saskatchewan?
I've only ever driven through it.
Yeah.
All right. This one's going to get really weird, so here you go. I need a concept.
Wow.
What?
You're really putting this person on the spot.
I know. I'm really sorry about this.
What, like the concept of time?
Yeah.
Or like, okay.
Okay. So just like a general idea?
Yes, yeah, idea.
Okay.
How do you even answer that?
You know,
however. Like love is technically a concept.
Oh, wow. It really is.
All right. All right. There was an idea.
Thought. All right.
Perfect.
Thought. All right. I need a verb.
Sleep.
Great verb.
Yes.
My favorite
one
verb.
One of my favorites. I need a body part. Keep it PG.
Knee.
All right.
Knee.
And I need a person.
Knee is the most PG of all body parts,
really,
by the way.
The cleanest.
Now, when you say person, do you mean like firefighter or like...
No, I mean like a...
Like a famous person.
Like a famous person.
Bob, okay.
Yeah, but not Canadian famous. Sorry.
Brutal.
What does that mean?
I don't.
Bob Hope.
All
Bob
right,
Hope.
Bob Hope.
Canadian
right.
Famous.
Here we go. Okay, here's Seeker of Insight. The trial of knowledge challenges and broadens the minds of initiates. So our new one is The Trial of Thought challenges and sleeps the knees of Bob Hope.
That sounds like a really mad slam on Bob Hope.
No, right? Oh, man, Bob Hope, thinking makes your knees tired.
You know who needs to be taken down a peg? Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Bob, known for his sleepy knees, Hope.
Exactly. Oh, God, these
My
are
knees
great.
Are falling
great
asleep.
Job, everyone.
All right, here we go. You ready? I need a job. So firefighter is an example of that.
Ah, okay.
Ooh, very good.
Chartered accountant.
A chartered accountant?
What the heck is that?
Always,
you're from Ireland.
Always comedy gold.
And I need a place.
Albuquerque.
All right.
Nice.
That's it.
Pro tour site.
Oh, man, you guys.
Oh, that's it?
That's definitely how you spell that.
Yeah, no, you got it.
So this is Benefaction of Ronus. It falls to the gods to help all become worthy of the afterlife. Here's the new one. It falls to the chartered accountants to help all become worthy of Albuquerque.
I think that scans, actually.
Yeah. That seems correct.
Yeah.
If only.
I think we have literally the exact number of people except one. We need one more person because this one is six.
All right. We got one more coming down.
Perfect. All right. I need...
Scooped.
I need an activity.
Walking.
Perfect.
As in walking the plane.
As in walking.
As in the concept of walking.
I need a noun.
Rafters.
Wow.
I need a sound. Kind of like an onomatopoeia.
He could make it into the microphone.
Yep.
Boing.
Perfect.
With a question mark, please.
Nailed it, Shiva. Yeah. Nailed it.
Boing.
I need another noun.
Baby mongoose.
All
Ooh,
right.
Baby mongoose. Baby. Nice.
Wait, mongoose or monitor?
Mongoose.
Mongoose.
Mongoose. Perfect.
They catch very small snakes.
I need another person.
Famous person we're looking for. All right. how about Bobcat Goldthwait?
Who?
Who?
That's what I was about to say earlier.
I felt it, and I wanted to give it back.
How?
What person did he say?
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Who is that?
What?
He's a stand-up comedian with a very distinctive voice.
Is he Canadian famous?
No.
What is his last name?
Goldthwait.
Goldthwait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, he's Police Academy. Okay, all right. Yeah.
He directed Shakes the Clown.
And I need a job.
Cop.
Bob Perfect.
Cop.
This is Pursue Glory. Combat is a form of worship. The clash of steel, a solemn prayer. Pytamon, initiate of Nefcrop. So here we go. Walking is a form of rafters. The boing of a baby mongoose, a solemn prayer. Bobcat Goldthwait, cop.
I'm sorry, but the boing of a baby mongoose, a solemn prayer, is going to go on my tombstone. It just sums everything up so well.
It really does.
Wow.
Thank you all so
Thank
much.
Thank you so
for
much. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Madness.
That was amazing.
Those were some of my favorites that we have ever had.
They really were. Okay, up next, we are going to play a game of Booster Pack Blackjack. Melissa Ooh. Cannot be playing with us, but we are going to play. Megan, do you have to go or can you stay?
I can stay a moment. I can stay a moment.
A
longer.
Moment. Okay, we've got a celebrity dealer coming up to
what?
Help us deal because we're in Vegas. Everybody welcome Dennis from Windmill Slam!
Woo!
All right. So the way this game works, which was very well thought out by us on the plane on the way to Vegas, is that we're going to take a booster pack and crack it and play blackjack as if we would, where the converted mana cost of the card is equal to our card in blackjack, essentially. All right? Lands are going to count as 10, so we're going to keep the basic land in, and any X in a casting cost, that we're going to just say that's an ace.
Sweet.
All right? So you get the honor of cracking that, Dennis. I'm going to have
so
to
if
say,
any,
say
if a card
hello
has,
to everybody.
Hello, everybody. The celebrity dealer couldn't make it, so you got me instead.
To clarify, if a card has an X anywhere in its casting cost, the whole card is an ace.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So minimum bet at this blackjack table is 1/5 of a Quiznos Philly cheesesteak sub. So
awesome. I'm all
one.
In.
Only one of us can play.
So the three of us are going to play against the house here, being Dennis.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, should we crack both of these boosters?
Yeah, let's
yeah we
mix
need
them
more cards.
Up into this. So, these cards are going to go into, of course, our giveaway on Patreons for a patron. So, you know, you can win cards that our hands touch. It's not an incentive. not an incentive.
No,
I've just been eating a cheesesteak, so enjoy that grease.
Graham Stark, enjoy that grease. A memoir.
My time in Vegas.
Do you want to go one by one or all at a time?
Do you know what?
I think we go down. You should deal out everybody, right?
And then
we
all have okay. Let's do everybody. All right. That's me. All right. Should we say what we've got?
Yeah.
Just in terms of numbers?
That's for Melissa.
Oh,
no, it wasn't playing.
Not playing. In which case, sure.
So I have a Gust Walker showing.
Yes, which is two.
Two.
I have a Blazing Volley.
Which is one.
And I have a Tall Crop Elite, which is four.
Ooh.
All right. And a Horror of the Broken Lands, which is five.
All right. Four plus five is obviously nine.
I like how you said that way to buy yourself
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was, it was obviously. All right. I have a Hyena Pack. I'm now at five total.
Graham, your final card is a Pouncing Cheetah.
All right, Pouncing Cheetah, which is a three, so I'm also at five total.
It's going to take a long time to get to 21.
Do we do any face down, or how does this...
Your two are face up. The house has one face down card and is currently showing a three.
Okay.
Right. Oh. So the house has three.
Well, that has no bearing on anything because this is not the normal deck of cards.
No, it is not at all.
All right, carry on.
I'm at nine, so I'm going to hit that.
I'm going to hit that to 13.
I'm at 13. Ooh, what do you say, audience? What do I do?
Yeah.
Hit.
Hit to 16.
Do it! Hit.
17.
Ooh!
I got a Bantu's Monument, by the way. My first hit was a Grimstrider into Bantu's Monument into Ruthless Sniper. I'm at 17. You're never supposed to hit at 17, right?
Do it. Do it.
Rakdos or nothing!
Do
All right,
it.
Rakdos or nothing has been called. Hit me!
Impeccable timing, 19.
19, I'm Ooh. Stay!
All right.
Megan, what are you feeling? I just keep shuffling.
Oh, yeah. Definitely hit me.
Six.
Ooh, so that puts me at 11. Let me double check that.
Six.
No, I'm at 12. Wait, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm at 11. I did it right the first time. What does doubling down make me do?
You're not betting anything, so nothing.
Okay, well, never mind. I double down. Also hit me.
How many fifths of cheesesteaks do you have?
13.
13. Hit me.
Pathmaker initiate to 15.
15. Hit me.
Heart piercer manticore to 19.
Oh, man.
Are you two tied on 19 right now?
Yeah, we are. Okay, I'll stay.
Graham, I'm imagining a hit.
From 5, yeah, hit, please.
Haze of pollen to 7.
All right, I'm in 7 with a haze of pollen. Hit again, yeah.
Yeah. Cartouche of zeal to
Cartouche
8.
Of zeal. Ooh, big up here at 8.
Planes to 18.
Uh-oh, planes to 18. Okay, now the decision point. Which is to say that I have to hit because otherwise I'll lose. So, all right, hit me.
True Heart Twins for 5 to bust.
Oh, True Heart Twins.
All right.
Daggers.
House has a Blighted Bat and a Bantu's Monument, which is at 6.
That is what
Illusory
the house
wrappings
has.
Illusory Wrappings to 9. Oh, Scale Behemoth Tech to 15.
Whoa.
15 to hit. Unburden is to 18, which House has to stay on, so you both tie it.
Yeah!
This was such an official game.
That worked a lot better than I thought it would, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, right?
We also are shocked at how well that went.
All right, so that means we have Q&A time.
Yeah, we've got Q&A time, audience. So if you've got a burning question or a question that you've received balm from a doctor for, come on up.
Follow up if your questions are burning. See a doctor.
See a doctor, please. We're not a medical podcast, so
we are not a medical podcast.
How many times do we have to tell you people that before you stop calling us with your medical questions? Gosh darn it. I see some celebrity guests, too, in our audience, Megan. I just want to point that
out.
Yeah,
that's very true. They're so famous.
They know who they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So, yeah, this is your time. If you've got a question, bring it on down.
I'm going to start one off for Melissa, our special guest here from R&D. So you're a member of the new playtest kind of group. I don't want to say new, but you're expanding it.
Yeah, it's called the Play Design Team.
Play Design Team. Tell me about what it's like to kind of like work on testing a new set.
That question's pretty hard to answer.
I don't ask easy questions, Melissa.
But what I can say is there's an article going up tomorrow that explains a lot of stuff, and I'm not sure what's in the article, so you guys are going to just have to read the article because I don't want to say the wrong thing, so stay tuned for tomorrow. Oh, also, by the way, on Saturday, we're doing a panel at 12.
Oh, cool.
So you can
play design panel.
Melissa actually answer that question on Saturday.
Maybe I'll answer the question on Saturday.
Yeah. Graham, here's a question for you.
What's up?
What parts of Canada have you driven through, and which parts have you not?
I have never been to the province of Manitoba.
Okay.
Or the province of Quebec, or anywhere east of Quebec. So none of the Maritimes, and none of the territories either.
Nice. None of the Maritimes? I didn't know Canada has Maritimes.
Yep, the Maritime provinces. Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, PEI, and Newfoundland.
Oh, classic.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Newfoundland and Labrador. They get cranky if you get that wrong.
That's so cute. They're dogs.
Yes, that's true. Those are both dog breeds.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, we have questions. Go for it.
So Ixalan has pirates versus dinosaurs. So which is better, pirates or dinosaurs?
Great question.
First of all, we have to acknowledge the classicness of the battle between pirates and dinosaurs.
Age-old battle.
Age-old battle. Fought for centuries.
Centuries. So pirates have, you know, cunning and wooden legs with which to stab.
Yes, which is why they have wooden legs. It's well known.
Yep.
But they don't lose their legs. they voluntarily swap them for wooden ones.
BA.
To stab people.
To stab people with. But dinosaurs...
were in a very famous movie.
Yes. So, which is what all that they have going for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess we have to give it to pirates.
Pirates.
Pirates, pirates it is.
Pirates win.
Pirates it is.
Flawless logic.
Impeccable.
Thank
all
you.
All right, next.
Irrefutable.
Hi. What is each of you guys' favorite planeswalker and why?
Ooh, great question.
Oh, man.
So this one is... Oof.
Planeswalker character or planeswalker card?
Both.
Both. Okay. Oh, great.
Okay. Hard question.
Okay, so my favorite planeswalker card is Sphinx's Revelation.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. Sphinx's Revelation, comma...
Treasure Cruise.
Comma Treasure Cruise. Which is its full name as a planeswalker card.
Yeah.
You plus one to draw a card. You minus one to draw two cards.
My favorite planeswalker character is Liliana, because I like her. She's dark and mysterious and cool and makes deals with demons. I play her in the My Roommate is a Planeswalker series, with which mad plug you can see on youtube.com/mtacast. My favorite Planeswalker card I'm going to see is Saheeli Rai, just because I think she's really cool, and she invents stuff, and I don't know, she has a pet cat.
Yeah.
Well, she did.
She did. She did. R.I. Lost. R.I.P.
Yeah. What about you, Graham?
I am having a real analysis paralysis moment where there's too many planeswalkers.
Okay, I'll say my favorite planeswalker card is Tamio.
Nice.
The first one.
Yeah.
Tamio's just awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so cool. Just being a researcher. She's doing
like
her thing.
A sage.
Yeah, exactly. And she, you know, she draws cards.
It's not just a condiment anymore.
Sage.
Yeah.
Arlen Cord.
Ooh.
Is
awesome.
Yeah. There's some Arlen love in the audience. Yeah.
Melissa?
So I love all planeswalkers equally.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like my children. But if I had to pick one, it's Jace the Mind Sculptor. It just does everything that I want to do in magic. It draws cards, you know, does stuff. He also has a really cool hoodie.
Everyone loves a good hoodie.
Yeah.
You know, they really do.
And he has really nice emo hair.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Next question.
It's lovingly coiffed.
With the new Unset being announced, we know there's more than likely going to be an influx of special unlands. And I'm wondering, I got into a debate with some of my friends about the possibility of either more full arts or maybe no art lands.
Yes, no art full text lands.
No art full text, the rules text for a land.
Yeah, like the entry from the comprehensive rules. Yeah.
That would be really epic.
Those would be miserable, and they would not like have any value, but it'd be hilarious.
They would be great.
So I love it.
I was wondering if there could be any sort of throw-in with the unset. What would you rather have?
Do you know what the honest truth is? That you say that they would have no value, but like I would 100% put a full set of just full text lands in a deck. I would own those. I would own those, and I would use them all the time.
Yeah.
I just love the original Unset lands. They're gorgeous, and I'm a huge land person, so I'm really excited to see what they do. I guess that's my answer. I just want more full art lands. What can I say?
Maria's answer.
Full text. Yeah. Full text, get out of here. No.
All about it.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
This one's for Maria. You, on your show recently, you said that you were thinking of what decks to play for Modern.
Yes.
And what made you stick with Boggles?
Okay, great question. So the answer is that I played with a bunch of other decks, and I was trying to kind of find something that fit my play style and that I had a great time playing and I felt was the kind of deck I like to play, which is usually an aggressive deck, a deck that wins with creatures and specifically with creatures and things that affect the board with the creatures, like that pump up all the creatures or something like that. And I was suggested Black White Tokens, which does that. It has Universal Pump, and it plays a lot of spirits, and I tried it out. But the truth of the matter was, it just wasn't any better than Boggles was at this point in time. So I just stayed with what I knew, and I partially foiled out my Boggles deck, so I'm not going to lie, that was a factor. That was a definite factor. I also tried playing with Slivers, which is five-color Slivers, which is the same thing. And I really liked that deck as well, but I just didn't have it, so I went with Boggles. But I think both of those decks, if you're like me and you enjoy winning that way, I would recommend both of those because they're both really fun to play. I can't speak to how good they are in the current meta or anything like that, but yeah, that's why I stuck with it.
Thanks.
Hello again.
Hello.
What are you most excited for in Unstable?
Squirrels.
Oh, man. I have to think about this.
I just, like, look at old Unsets, yeah. And they've got, like, half power and toughness cast, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like the... Based on previous Unsets, the cards that I enjoy the most are the ones that sort of... I don't like the half costs or half power toughness as much as the cards that sort of work. There's still rules that function, but at a meta level. And I'm thinking of, I can't remember. I can't actually remember. It's the card that affects cards with reminder text. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? And so it's like, it's destroy. I believe it's destroy target creature with reminder text. Yeah. And it's like, that's so stupid and weird, and it's like breaking the fourth wall, kind of how the rules function, but it's still, like, it functions, it totally works, there's no reason for it not to, and I think that's really funny. That's my kind of comedy.
Yeah.
That or anything physical.
I would say, so going into, like, what my type of comedy is, going back to, like, the full text lands.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, like, the card that has just the most complicated, like, rules text on it.
Yeah.
Like, if there's any card that's just, like, it's just, like, multiple
the
lines.
The art is just peeking out over the top.
I mean, they've done exactly. That one. That card, there was a card that the art was just, like, a sliver at the top of a massive thing of text.
Or, like, honestly, if they made a card that was just, like, simple rules text, but then it rephrased it, like, six different times, that's right up
that's
my
alley.
That's
very Megan.
That's very me.
Did you see the one of the card of Old Fogey?
No.
It's, like, a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur.
Yeah. And it has, like... every old strange keyword.
Yeah.
Just it has all these, but it includes phasing and what's the one that's similar to phasing? What?
Vanishing.
Yeah.
Fading and
fading
vanishing.
And vanishing, is that what I'm thinking? Yeah.
Yes.
So you have to be like, okay, hang on. It appears and then it goes away. And then it stays away, and then comes back. No, but then it doesn't. It's just like, it's such a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. At being funny, not at a good card. It's not a good card.
How inherently wrong is it if Ixalan does not have a Pirate Vraska with snake hair, which includes eye patches on the snakes?
Oh! So wrong.
Just so wrong.
So wrong.
So wrong. All I want now is
that's
a snake
so
with an eye patch.
I've got bad news.
Are you trying to tell us that Vraska's snakes won't have eye patches?
I'm willing to place a bet.
Okay. What if
we're in Vegas.
Be some snake $5. With an eye patch.
I will bet you $5 that there will be a snake with an eye patch.
Attached to Vraska's head?
How certain do you feel about this? I kind of want to take any snake with an eye patch in Ixalan.
Okay, wait. Snake or, like... creature type snake?
Yes.
Okay, so that does not include Naga.
No.
Okay.
It does not include Naga.
Sure,
but it
five
does
bucks, deal.
It does include Vraska's head.
Megan
sure.
is losing all this right. hard. All right, everybody, keep
I
them
hope,
honest.
For the record, I hope I lose that bet.
Yeah.
What are your favorite limited formats?
Great question.
Ooh, we talk about this.
Yes, my favorite is the original Modern Masters.
That's right.
Was yep. a fantastic yeah. draft format. Yep. I love playing blue-black fairies because it's a very aggressive tempo deck, and I was super into it.
Yeah. My favorite is Triple Cons Like, I still remember the joy of drafting Secret Plans decks.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So great. So
triple Innistrad. Yeah. Also triple Theros, fight me. But I love triple cons
Megan
as well.
Loves triple
I love
Theros.
Triple
That's
Theros.
Why I'm actually really excited about the move to only big sets and you only draft them with themselves, because then it's just always triple draft sets forever.
Yeah.
I'm really into it.
So I really like multicolor draft formats. So my favorites are full block Ravnica, full block Return to Ravnica, full block Invasion. That's probably it for that. But I also really like Vintage Masters, which only came out for Magic Online. That was just a really cool set.
That was fun.
It brought back a lot of memories. I probably did 60-plus drafts of that format on Magic Online.
I was just, like, forcing Goblin Trenches.
Yeah.
I was forcing Goblins.
Yeah. Big time.
And Battle Screech.
Oh, yeah.
Since we know that Pirate Vraska is going to be a thing, and that Vraska is traditionally seen in a rather dark and menacing light here, I suppose for those of us who actually work in Wizards, maybe this isn't the best question here, but for those of us who get to look forward to the story here, who's looking forward to possibly shining on the character that's not really a hero or even a Liliana anti-hero? Just Vraska straight up looks like a villain right now. That could be pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. We Megan and I love villains in Magic for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And we also love to see villains win.
I will be, like, I will be forever Team Nahiri when it comes to that Innistrad, like, the Return to Innistrad story block.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just like, yes, Nahiri.
Lock him in that stone.
Oh, my.
Lock him in the stone. We're totally into it.
I'm just stoked that we're getting to see something more from this pantheon of characters they've created. That there's like, hey, look at this planeswalker from this plane, and then goodbye. You never see them again.
Vraska is super
like
cool.
Arlen Kord, like Saheeli, like... Xenagos, you know, they're all on their own plane somewhere. No, now Vraska's out. She's escaped. She's gone to Ixalan.
So we know what you like about Limited, but what's your favorite deck that you've ever played? Besides you, we know you like Boggles, but besides Boggles.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the deck that I played in Standard, which remains to this day the only sanctioned Standard tournament I've ever played in, which was my mono-white weenie deck at GP Minneapolis when Megan and I made our first day two. And it was just a really low-to-the-ground, aggressive deck that had a pump, a universal pump on everything with Always Watching. I love that deck.
Yeah. The Sphinx's Revelation control deck. Back from Return to Ravnica, and what was the set that came right after? That was Theros, right? Yeah, like the RTR Theros block or set constructed format, standard format. Just because, like, obviously I love Sphinx's Revelation, but that was also the first time that I remember playing a standard deck and feeling like all of a sudden it just made sense to me. And that still holds true. It's just like control decks. Feel so comfortable to my brain, and they're like, it's such like a joy to pilot one. And that was the first deck that I ever got to have that experience with, of like, oh my goodness, like I feel great while
I
crush people's dreams.
I remember seeing Megan playing this deck, and she was just sitting there not letting anybody else play Magic, and had this the biggest smile on her face.
So great, so much joy.
I had the first commander deck I ever played, or that I ever built. It was a deck with Rhys the Redeemed was the my commander, but it wasn't a like big token strategy because it was the first commander deck I'd ever built. I was honestly fairly new to the game, and I was just like, I like green and I like white. So here's a guy that's green white and it seems like a good deck or a good commander. Let's just look for all the green white spells, pick ones that look cool. Throw them in a deck. So it's just this total goofball deck that accidentally could just win games at 150 life sometimes. It was just like, oh, I accidentally a really cool deck.
My favorite deck is Enchantress. I've been playing it pretty much forever. I started playing it in probably 2000 in Standard. Then I played it in Extended and then Legacy, and then I built it in Commander. It wasn't very good in Legacy, though, so... after I started losing a lot with it, I just quit Legacy. But Enchantress is sweet. It draws a lot of cards in a way that is like pretty different, unlike blue cards. So, yeah. Eidolon of Blossoms, Argothian Enchantress.
Awesome. All right, we have to wrap up, so we're going to do like rapid fire on these last two questions. So throw them out.
So Unglued had Chicken Tribal, Unhinged had Donkey Tribal. What tribe do you think will be in Unstable?
Ooh. Well, I already said Squirrel, so I'll say Squirrels again. Squirrel Tribal.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, like, I wish it were Raccoons.
Raccoon Tribal.
Raccoons. Raccoon Tribal.
Badgers.
Badger Tribal.
Perfect. The trio.
I'm not answering this.
Fair.
Fair enough. All right,
last question.
Go for it.
So Marie, you did a lot of great videos covering the trials for Amonkhet. So if each of you had to go through one of the trials on Amonkhet as an initiate, which one would you have to go? What would you go for?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to say the Trial of Zeal, which is the final trial when Hazoret stabs you through the chest with her bident.
Whoa.
I'm going to, you know, go big or go home, you know, glory of the afterlife.
Mine's definitely Trial of Knowledge, just because I feel like it's the only one that plays to any strengths of mine. Trial of Strength? Nope. What's the
Ambition.
Trial of Ambition? Yep, no. I'm just going to do my thing.
Okay.
Read some books.
Trial of Solidarity, because Aketra seems nice.
Aww, Kitty Cat Trial.
Oh, that one's also not my strength, because I hate everyone.
Yeah.
God.
I know.
This question's hard because after you go through the trials, you just die, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's also true.
I just jump straight to the death. I just cut right to the chase.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to avoid that
one. No, if you succeed at the trials, you die. If you fail, you also die.
Good clarification, Graham. Very good.
I guess I would also go with the Trial of Knowledge. I don't have a good reason why, though.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all those wonderful questions, and thank you to our live studio audience.
So we say it every show, but thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast family. It really does mean the world to us.
All right, let's do a good luck high five callback because I want to hear it. Good luck.
High five.
Good luck.
High five.
Good luck.
High five.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for watching.